Okay. We are once again Simon Kof Mem Zion. Zion, page 59. So we're talking about Glila. Very interesting halacha. A lot of people don't know. Zion. Hamaftir Matil Ad Shiyigmaru Liglo Has Sefer Torah. The person who's reading Maftir is not allowed to start the Haftorah until they finish going Glila. Until they finished. I mean, here we do that, but maybe you don't notice. But a lot of people don't know this halacha. Why? Because if he starts while the guy's going Glila, so then the guy who's going Hagwan Glila won't be able to pay attention to the Haftorah. And you have to listen to Haftorah. So this halacha is very interesting for a few reasons. First of all, it shows you the importance of listening to the Haftorah. Right? We've discussed this before, but a lot of people think, yeah, it's just the Haftorah. You know, it's just like, you know, it's not so important. But here we see that we have a halacha that we wait. And we'll see in a minute how careful we are that people shouldn't, that the shul shouldn't be schlepped out. There's no tircha de tzibura. Here we wait because two people, maybe one person, isn't ready to hear the haftarah. They're busy with something. So it's, again, we've seen this halakha before, but again, obviously, that idea is implied here, how important it is to listen to haftarah. So those people don't listen to haftarah, they're missing the boat, obviously.
Is there any question about the Torah still being supposedly undressed?
No, this is the reason. The reason is because of this reason. And the Mishnah Berurah says the guy who's doing the Haftorah cannot even start the brachas. Not even the brachas for the Haftorah. Has to wait. So, however, the Mishnah Berurah says on Monday and Thursday, and I'm sure you've noticed this, we do say the Yehi Ratzon while they're doing Hagba Glila, while they're rolling up the Torah. Very interesting reasons. The Mishnah Berurah says that's different because it's only a minhag to say the Yehi Ratzon. Torah is a halacha. So, again, we're not minimizing a minhag, b'chas v'sholom, but that's different. So, therefore, we don't wait for the Yehi Ratzon. In other words, again, we'll see about this. This is a delicate balancing act between schlepping out davening and other people's concerns. So like on one hand, we want both people to hear the Haftorah, but Yehi Ratzon is only a minhag, so therefore we're going to do that while the Hagba Glila is going on. Good. Ches. B'yom sheyesh bo beis sifrei Torah. You probably notice this also. How about if there's two Torahs? It's a day that there's two Torahs. Right? You know, like so. Lo yiftachu habsheni v'lo yasiru hamapa achiyagol arishon. So they shouldn't open up the second Torah or even take off the cover until they're rolled up the first Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is that it shouldn't look like we're doing mitzvahs in bunches. So this way, chavilas. So this way, when we finish this one, finish this Sefer Torah, and now we'll open this Sefer Torah. The Rama says, "Vei misalkin arishona ad shekvar hinichu hashniya al ha-shokhan." And you also probably know this, when we have two Sefer Torah, we put the second Sefer Torah on the bima slash shulchan before we remove the first one. In other words, before they go Hagba, on the first one, we put the second one on the shulchan. Why? So Rama explains, shlo yasichu data min ha-mitzvos. So the people shouldn't remove their concentration, shouldn't forget that we're in the middle of a mitzvah. We're doing Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah says that we put the second Sefer Torah, put the second Sefer Torah on the Shulchan before we say Kaddish, right? There'll be Kaddish in between these two, in between the two Torahs. So we say Kaddish after, when you do the finish first segment Torah, put the second Torah down so we don't lose focus, and then we say Kaddish with both of them there. And after the Galila of the first Sefer Torah, we take apart the second Sefer Torah and light, like the Machaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says. And if there's three Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah says, like on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which you know could fall out on Shabbos, and it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Hanukkah. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, we say, after we finish the first laning, the weekly portion, so we put the second Sefer Torah down, which will be Rosh Chodesh, and then we go Hagbah on the first one. Then we roll it up, and then after we finish that, we lane the second one. And after we finish laying from the second one, we take the Hanukkah one and put it down. Then which we're going to use from after, then you don't have to put the first one back down, but you just have those two, number two and three. Then you say Chatzi Kaddish on those two Sifrei Torah. Then we go Hagbah on the second one, undo the third one, and read the Hanukkah stuff for Maftir. Okay, that's what we do. Now let's just finish the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Ve'em esalken arishona ad shekvar nichu ashni al shulchan." Right, we said shloy umotziyim beis svarim ka'achas. We take out when we have two Torahs, we take them out at the same time. We're talking about Hagbah Galila. Now we're going back in time. When we take them out for psicha, when there's two Sifrei Torah to be read, we take them out simultaneously. Take them out at the same time. V'tosin ashniya, we hold on to the second one. And achar shekol ro rishona, so we finish reading this first one. And we put the second one down, say kashana. Okay, now this is going to be, I believe that we'll do this tomorrow, hopefully, to give you guys a reason to come back. Didn't we just say that we don't do things that it looks like we do mitzvahs in bunches? So that's true. And also mitzvahs kavilas kavilas. So then the question is, so why are you taking out both Sifrei Torah at the same time? Doesn't it look like you're doing it in bunches, taking two out at the same time? So why does the Ramah say that? Also, we're going to get into this thing about holding the Sefer Torah, okay? We do take out both at the same time. So you have to have a holder, okay? So who holds the Torah? You might see that in some places, not here. A little kid would hold the Torah. But let's take that a little further. Ramosha has a shayla. Like I saw this in a shul, not in Los Angeles. I saw this in a shul out of town once. They made a Torah pen. In other words, they made this thing, I don't know if you call it contraption. It's not really a contraption. It's a thing that this way nobody has to hold the Torah. You put it into this thing. I saw this once. And you put the Torah in, and you close the, and it stands up. You know, it's the light right over there. We don't have one broken. You'll find out why. And that way, you know, nobody has to hold it. So what's the deal with that? How about that? So we'll see. Mr. Burr doesn't discuss the pen. The pen is a more recent contraption. But we'll discuss that. That and taking out the two Sefer Torah simultaneously. We'll discuss that later tomorrow, hopefully. Okay.